This week in the Missouri Senate, we review Missouri's fiscal year 2018 operating budget.
Seems like every year this tough one, but this year is an extremely tough one.
The budget reflects our priorities and our priorities as a legislature.
The new budget totals $27.6 billion. Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee member Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville says the state still faces a leftover shortfall.
We've gone through tough times before. My goodness, I've been up here 13 years in office, I think it is, and 15 years, besides 2 years, been up here as chief of staff, and see tough times, but this is one of the tougher budgets, and we were just way in a hole.
He adds the budgeting process started later than usual because of the executive branch.
There's no fiddling around. It's time to move it and do it. Puts pressure on negotiators to move it. And that is a secret. A lot of stuff up here is negotiations. You never compromise your principles, but you need to learn to negotiate. You're not going to get your way all the time up here. So to get something done, to negotiate, if it doesn't work out, then add to it or subtract to it the next year. But that's just a lot of it is learn to negotiate. Like I say, never on your principles. You stand on your principles. You don't budge on that. But there's usually room to negotiate on bills and on the budget. So that's what we look for.
Senator Cunningham also says, unfortunately, school transportation tends to be cut.
So much of this depends on the economy of the state of Missouri and how it keeps rolling. Of course, that depends a lot on the national economy. But if we get into budget shortfalls, that's the first place that normally a governor goes.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur considers the budget a snapshot of the state.
Our priorities as a legislature are the priorities of those people who are in charge. So my colleagues across the aisle, for the most part.
She adds lawmakers have been building toward the aforementioned shortfall for some time.
And it's a false choice that was created out of the short-sightedness of previous legislatures in the recent past who decided to continue to give additional tax breaks to corporations. So when we do this and when legislators want to go home and cheer on themselves for the fact that they cut taxes for one group, what ends up happening is we increase taxes for another group. And in this case, this hole in the budget is going to be filled on the backs of our low-income seniors and people with disabilities.
Senator Shoup also says balancing the budget was dependent upon passing House Committee Bill 3.
What is being proposed through this circuit breaker bill is taking away those credits from people who rent under the guise, I will say, of saying, well, they don't pay property taxes.
Fiscal year 2018 runs July 1st through June 30th of next year. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.